Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Friday, a show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now here is your host, Sonia Lorette.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Lorette, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. And Whispers, oh my goodness, I am so happy to be in the listeners' lounge, in the Whispers' lounge at that. Oh, I hope you all have had a great week. I know my week has been pretty good. It has been busy, but it has been powerful. Whispers, you know that we love when you call in and ask your questions, and we do iterate that you please ask a question and know that this is not a time for you to give opinion or whatever. We really want you to pour in with your questions so we can answer it and keep it on topic. So you feel free to call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And you know Blog Talk Radio has our back. So if you would like to make a comment or you have something that you wanted to pour in, please make sure that you go to the live chat box that is in each and every one of our episodes. Drop your questions, your comments. If you want me to reiterate something, please use the chat box, but also remember to show each other respect and honor because we respect everyone's opinion, and that's what makes it for such a rich conversation. So, Whispers, today's powerful episode, we're delving deep into the journey of overcoming self-criticism and nurturing self-compassion. The inner critic that is that nagging voice within us can be relentless. And some of us know how terrible it can really be. Armed with the effective strategies, right? Today is about those effective strategies. We can silence it and pave the way for self-love and personal growth. So, you know, I love to start our discussions off with a clear meaning or an understanding. And this is no different. So we're going to get the understanding or the meaning of criticism. Criticism means the expression or disapproval of someone or something based on perceived faults or mistakes. Ooh, let me give it to you again. Criticism. The expression of disapproval of someone or something based on perceived faults or mistakes. So let me just say, I'm sorry, but that meaning just places a bitter taste in my throat. It really does. And you realize that being self-critical or having self-critical thoughts really can be debilitating and impact our sense of well-being. So you know that during our live pre-show, and a lot of you came to the pre-show and you were a part of the Wisdom Lounge and everything, the Whispers in the Wisdom Lounge, and you got to really hear a powerful discussion that really kind of detailed and even kind of paved this conversation we're going to have today. So I need you to take all the things that you heard in the pre-show, and if you missed the pre-show, send us or DM us the word wisdom on our Instagram page at whispersinabottle_podcast because you really need to hear the pre-show too. So all those elements are going to really pour into this discussion this afternoon. So I want you all to know that self-criticism is literally like drinking a death potion because it keeps poisoning your mind, your perspective, your outcome, your view, and it restricts you from even seeing your beautiful qualities. Now imagine if you was out trying to, like, kill ants, right? But every time you put down poison, it was literally just sugar water. Do you really think that it would be effective? Do you really think that it would get rid of your problem? No, it would not. So literally, constantly telling yourself, iterating the negative to yourself, is literally poisoning you. It is poisoning you and killing your dreams, your hopes. It is lessening your value. You know, this made me think how and what direction did I want to take this discussion, actually. And I think the first place I want to start, and I believe this even will be your first master key of the discussion even. So I want to kind of take my time, lean into this discussion, and really build on it. So I'm giving you a master key early in our discussion so you see how powerful this is really going to be. So the first master key that I'm going to give you is that mindful awareness. Mindful awareness. You realize by cultivating this mindfulness, we, you and I, can observe our thoughts without judgment. And that allows us to even create a space between ourselves and the inner critic. It gives us leeway. It puts like that footing between us. So many of you all are drivers, and you know how much of a distance you are to be from a car when you're driving. So this way, if there's something, you have adequate time for braking. Because you know that inertia is going to keep the car moving some, even though you're braking and you slam on the brakes, it's going to have you move some. So it's the same distance that we need in between. And this is such a powerful key, though, this mindful awareness. Because the effect of this practice is profound. It is. And many of you may not even realize it. Because it allows us to recognize negative self-talk patterns and consciously. Now, this is the thing. It allows us to recognize it, but the consciousness of it, we get to choose to respond with kindness. And we have that free will of choice. Choice. Choose how we develop that inner voice, how we speak over ourselves. So as we become more aware, we gain the power to redirect our thoughts toward self-compassionate narratives. So imagine if you was telling a story, and the story was just so boring. It was just so heavy. Do you think really a lot of people would stick around and hear the whole story, or somebody would be like, oh, okay, well, look, I got to go. Okay, well, call me later. No. They would click out. Much like the discussions that I have right here on Whispers in a Bottle, they're not impactful and they don't bring in the dynamic of what we need. It's like speaking into shallowness. And so in turn, it requires the same thing, that we have that power to redirect thoughts toward that self-compassion. Self-compassion is powerful. It's not a weakness. It's not coddling. It's giving us the opportunity to really be able to lean into that ability of resilience and to have the comeback. Notice I didn't say the snapback. See, you realize, Whispers, that if you incorporate mindful awareness into your daily life, into your daily diet, it heightens emotional resiliency. And when faced with challenges, a mindful individual can acknowledge difficult emotions without being consumed by self-criticism. And this resilience enables us to navigate life's ups and downs with the greatest sense of balance and self-assurance. And sometimes I don't even like to use that word balance. I like to use harmony. And I even teach my clients that we are harmonizing our lives because balance is subjective. See, my idea of balance may not be yours, and it may be so far away from what you consider balance. But when we can marry every element and harmoniously work with them, that they start to become this huge orchestration in our lives, it's powerful. You know, last season we had our episode on resilience and perseverance. And many of you remember the episode even. And how when we develop these qualities, it allows us to recover quicker, to handle setbacks in a healthy way. So these master keys coexist and need to work together. And I encourage you to always keep your keychains handy with you, because I tell you all the time that the master keys are given so you have the ability to open the corridors, the hallways, the secret compartments of your hearts and your minds, but you get to close and lock off certain elements that you do not want to carry back in, that you do not want to have the liberty and the freedom to roam wherever they choose, because you're refining them, because you're working on them. So they can't just be free to just walk around willy-nilly. Oh, I'm going to go over here and I'm planting some seeds over there too. No, we don't want that. Literally, it requires that each day you must be intentional, doing things on purpose, to think of ways to be kinder to yourself until it becomes your intention, which you know that means that we are doing it with a clear aim, purpose, and direction. See, these small acts of kindness towards yourself, they actually gradually change your behavior. But we must be cognizant. Meaning you must be aware of the behavior. How many of you are walking around here and not really aware of the behavior or the way that you are speaking or saying things to yourself? That it's become such a habit that you don't even realize the negativity that you are spewing to yourself. And sometimes your friends may even look at you like, why would you say that? And you're like, what? What did I say? Because you're not cognizant of it. You're not aware of the things that you're speaking and placing upon your heart, placing inside of your mind, tearing away your integrity, your authenticity. For this discussion today is one that is so powerful, because many people, unfortunately, have this indelible mark. And they don't even realize that it doesn't have to be indelible. It can be removed. But it requires work. Okay, Whispers, I don't know if you can hear me or not. We had a little situation, and I just want to see if you all can hear me, if I can get someone from the studio to come and let me know that you can hear me. That would be great. Just let me know, can you hear me? So we're trying to really get things back on air here. So I apologize to you all. Let me know if you all can hear us. And if not, we apologize. We will try to rebroadcast in a few minutes and see what is going on? This is terrible. Let's see. All right, so you guys can hear me. Good, good, good. Okay, so I apologize. We had a little technical difficulty here, so I am going to get back into the show. I apologize to everyone. You know we are always about making sure that we connect everything for you all. So listen, when we left off, I was getting into our second master key on that self-compassionate language. And when I was speaking to you, I said by incorporating self-compassionate language into our self-talk, we tap into a wellspring of motivation. Rather than being demoralized by self-criticism, we become motivated to learn from our mistakes and persevere. And see, that is the dynamics that we want. We want to be able to persevere. And this positive approach enhances our productivity and empowers us to pursue our goals with determination and resiliency. See, I must tell you, Whisperers, that self-compassion is associated with the release of oxytocin. See, that's the love hormone that facilitates safety and connection. That's how powerful that is. And which reduces our distress and increases our feelings of care and support. So when we practice self-compassion, right, we are deactivating that measure or that place and space of that threatening defense system and activating a care system in our bodies. And that's what we want. We want to deactivate that defense system and elevate the love factor, which has a soothing effect to our minds, to our hearts, to our souls in totality. See, Whisperers, I want to give you this powerful tool. And it's like this, it's almost like I want you to imagine you're going through something very stressful, like a breakup, okay? And or changing a job or losing a job, whatever the stressful situation is at that time. But I want you to deploy this self-compassion language in that space. That when you're talking about the situation, you move it from a negative connotation to a positive that, you know what, at this time, I'm not sure where I'm going, but this is a new season and change that I am in. And that I will allow the abundance to flow inside of me and the next step or place I will go to will be positive. That if we start to move these things into a different kind of neutral space, it allows us then to have an uptake of serotonin, which will make you feel more comforted. And it will also make the stress factors and that negativity feel more manageable. That you're not going to be just out here and just feeling like you're out here without a life vest or without a life raft. And sometimes in life, that's how it gets that whole thing just gets bound in our minds and in our hearts, and we start talking negative and speaking words. You see how it sounds? It's anxiety. It's the anxiety that holds us captive. And it's capturing every element of our soul. But see, this will allow us then to move into our last master key. And that last master key, it has to be, and we must embrace it, which is setting those realistic goals and expectations for ourselves. This means that we must have realistic goals. some of them can be big, dreamable goals because we want to dream big. We want to dream brighter, which is great. But there also has to be goals that we can set and achieve and become attainable. So we can have the micro wins, so we can keep on stepping in and stepping over and stepping up to our greatness. See, the inner critic often thrives on unrealistic expectations, setting us up for inevitable self-criticism, inevitable failure, when these expectations aren't met. Because it just, you're going to do this, you're going to be a billionaire, da-da-da-da-da, or maybe you're going to be da-da-da. You might have something that was so unrealistic and so huge. How many times have you met young people or people that are in their journey that said they were going to be these big-time celebrities, and lo and behold, that's not what they're doing, and how they feel so defeated. Their life is not, stop. You did not fail. That wasn't the trajectory nor the maybe the course that you should have been walking. But it does require that now you pivot and change, set realistic goals inside of that globe, and keep on thriving and striving. That's how powerful this is. By setting realistic goals, we create a framework for success and cultivate a mindset that acknowledges progress no matter how small. No matter how small. I teach my clients about micro wins constantly. Because if they can see the micro win, it keeps them and gives them the hope to keep reaching, keep striving, keep doing. Because if we as people lose hope, or if we as people lose that focus or that trajectory or that little bit glimpse of light, it takes us to the negative. It tears us away. Did you hear me acknowledge progress, no matter how small? Did you hear me when I said that? Did you hear me when I said celebrate those micro wins so you can keep moving forward on your mission, purpose, and passion? Did you hear it? Are you listening? See, listening is a skill. We hear a lot of things. We hear a whole lot of stuff. But did you listen to what I said? Did you draw into it? You must be willing to be in the moment, be present, be in the here, the now. So many times as people, we're looking so far down the pipeline that we don't even get to have the experience and enjoy the moment. We don't even get to be in that space, in that place of those seconds, of those valuable moments. Have you ever met somebody that kind of was rushing everything? Or maybe you meet some kids, like little kids kill me. They always are like, I can't wait till I'm a teenager. I can't wait till I'm an adult. And then when they get there, they're like, oh my goodness, what was I rushing up here for? Then when they get to be adults, oh my goodness. Then they get to really see what the real world is like. They get to really experience things that we would like slow down. Enjoy your youth. Enjoy where you are. I have to tell you, I was one of those kids that I loved being a kid. I loved it. Matter of fact, if I could have just been a kid, I just would have been a kid probably all my life. Because I just loved being a child. I love being able to sit in that space and place and just be Sonia. I like being able to just have the free thoughts that I have. And I still am the same way. I'm a free thinker. I'm every day present in my day.
I am a person who lives in the present, the here, the now. I set goals, yes, because you have to. You have to have vision for yourself. But I also am a person who celebrates the micro wins. And the micro win may even be that my little person moved their plate without me asking. And that's a win. That's even a win for that little person. And I love it. But see, it just is those little things. So, whisperers, you realize that as we, you and I, achieve smaller milestones, right? Those little bitty milestones. It allows us to build our confidence. It allows us to build our momentum. Ultimately, breaking free from the cycle of harsh self-criticism. It allows us to break free of dragging ourselves. I told everybody in the earlier show today, during our pre-show, the appetizer hour, that we're going to get rid of OPO, other people's opinions. If you want to say OPP, great, other people's problems, meaning that their thoughts, their negativity, what they want to place on you, where they want to keep you pigeonholed because they can't see it because it's the reflection because they have the negativity of seeing themselves and they are not going into the direction that they want. So they got to keep you pulled down. We're letting go. We're giving all those bags back to them because they don't serve us. We're giving all that energy back to them because we don't need it, and honey, it's just making me tired. Because that's what we're doing. We're moving forward. Strategy encourages us to nurture a mindset of continuous. Notice the word continuous. Improvement and self-compassion. That's ongoing. As you get older, as you go through trouble, as you go through triumph, as you go through stages and phases, the ebbs and flows of life, it's that continuation of self-compassion. You know, whisperers, I love having these beautiful discussions and building our theme this season on accepting yourself to build self-confidence that will move us closer to our purpose. You know, silencing that inner critic and fostering self-compassion is a journey. It's a journey. Meaning that it's not going to happen overnight, but you must be cognizant of it. You cannot pretend it away. You must acknowledge it, stare it in the face and say, oh, excuse me, I have an eviction notice that I will be handing you, and you only have 30 to 40 days to find you a new lodging. Not here, though. And not in any of the spaces and places that I visit. Not my heart, not my mind, not my soul. Nothing will you be able to transfer or live in. This is your notice to vacate. We want to be willing to take the steps. So no, we will know it requires our dedication. We know it. We know it requires dedication and intentional practices, meaning that we're going to be doing things on purpose. We may have to say out loud, you know what, you are doing okay. Today was not a great day, but you did X, Y, and Z really good today, and you did not lose your cool. I'm so proud of you. See, through mindful awareness, power of self-talk, that self-compassionate language that you are going to learn, it's your new language that you're going to learn. It's almost like you're about to learn the new foreign language of your time. And setting those realistic goals, we get to equip ourselves with the tools needed to break free from that self-grip of criticism and embrace a life filled with self-love, growth, and resilience. And biggest thing of all, compassion. How do you wear that self-compassion? What does it look like on you? Try it on. You may just like it. You know, Whisperers, I really want to first take a moment and apologize to you all that we've had some technical difficulties today. And I'm so sorry because especially with a conversation as powerful as this, there can never be a hiccup. We don't need a hiccup. We don't need something that takes us off air, that we don't get the full countenance and the full resonance of what we're doing. But you see that I have no self-criticism with regards to it. I am going to allow this to be a learning lesson. I'm going to change some things. I'm going to implement some things that are going to help us to even be better, show up better, and sound better. Because it's important to me. And I value you for giving me your life seconds, for coming in, spending your time, allowing me to pour into powerful discussions like this. It's very important to me. And it's important to me as a community that we constantly and we continue to build upon the things that we need to help us grow. So I apologize, but I'm excited that we got to really pour in to this topic today, that we got to really sit with the master keys and put them on our key ring. But the biggest part of everything, Whisperers, is not to allow your keys to just sit there and to gain rust, to have dust, but to really implement them, to move with them with intention. And some you may have to be intentional with, because it may not be a custom for you to engage in certain aspects when it comes to you. You may not be able to see or feel certain elements for yourself just yet, but if you're willing to lean in on the keys, I assure you, they work. So Whisperers, you know this season is dynamic. Our first episode of the season, of all of this year, we took a journey to self-acceptance where we explored the concept of self-acceptance and its importance in personal growth and development. Then we charged head-on into understanding our self-worth. How understanding our self-worth is the key component to self-acceptance, building on our confidence, building on that assurance of who we are. And then today, oh, we leaned all the way in to overcoming self-criticism. We got strategies for silencing that inner critic and fostering self-compassion today. We had a powerful first half of our show at 1 p.m. learning why that lesson from the show Frozen was so impactful for us to be able to get in and over this dialogue, this inner tearing down. And then we came in here and we got those master keys. We leaned all the way in and we caught ourselves in that thorough but gracious place of mindful awareness. We wanted to harness it, tie it on, that it can't get free, the power of self-talk. Oh, then we just showered ourselves with love, with self-compassion, that nurturing element that is teaching us the new language that we're going to speak fluently into our ears, that allows us to set our pathway with goals that are achievable, goals that are dreamable, goals that are enriching. So you see how dynamic this season is. You hear it. I look forward to you all joining me for the after show, where we really get to kind of chop it up a little bit more and to lean in with each other for the dessert hour. Hope you got your coffee or your mocktails. Come on over there. On YouTube, you'll find me at Whispers in a Bottle at 4:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3:15 Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to subscribe, like, hit the bell so you're notified each and every time I go live. Don't forget to subscribe to our fabulous newsletter, The Whisperers Exchange. There's a live link in each and every one of our episodes, as well as over on our Instagram page at whispersinabottle_podcast. Please make sure you're following us over there, because we got some things that we're doing over there, conversations that we're having that we want you to be a part of as well. So with that being said, Whisperers, again, I apologize for our technical difficulties, but we came through and we was shining bright as a diamond, trust me. So I look forward to building on this beautiful theme. I'll see you guys over on YouTube. Don't forget that starts at 4:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3:15 Central Standard Time. And, oh, if you're out and about, we are having some, you know, bad weather and all. Please be careful. Please be mindful. Check on the elderly and make sure that you dress warm. All right, guys, until next week, until 4:15, I'll talk to you guys soon. I am Sonia Leray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. But by far, I'm always honored to say that I'm your host. All right, guys, take care.
You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Please make sure you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.